All right. So today, of course, we had three picks, and we could not resist the opportunity to trade a little bit. That's common for us, right?
So I just want to make sure we know that. That is there was a streak that was going to be broken, and so we wanted to make sure if you look back on 8, 9, 10, 11, two times, 12, 13, two times, 14, 15, 16, 17, two times, and now 18.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Intact
that,
once again.
By the way, that fell right into our laps because we were back and forth on it, and it was kind of quiet, and then all of a sudden Les Snead called out of the blue.
I texted
from the Rams.
Him to ask him.
You
to check.
Texted him to make sure we could keep it going. Okay. Well, anyway, it was a good trade for us. But let's start off in the fourth round. Of course, we started off with Ito Smith from Southern Miss. The general theme here, and Dan can comment on it, we've added athleticism and speed to this through this draft, and we're really encouraged by that. Ito Smith, Southern Miss, stop-start running back, really good run skills, catches the ball well, has return ability as well. He's a versatile guy, and fits in very well with our offense.
Yeah, we're really excited to add him into the mix. And as we get started, a number of these players are going to have a significant role playing on teams. And special teams in the season or in a game makes up about 20% of the plays. And so all of these guys, should have, a significant role that Thomas is going to talk about today, in some capacity, return game, covering kicks, being involved in that. So we made a real intentional effort to address some of that. And Ito's not only a fantastic running back, he's got the speed, toughness to, play on special teams as well.
As we were talking earlier, we had the 2 7-round picks that we dealt over to Los Angeles to get 194, and we were really directed on trying to acquire a player that we were honed in on for a number of rounds, quite honestly, in Russell Gage. He's a wide receiver slash special teams aficionado, or if special teams aficionados slash wide receiver. We're really encouraged.
He played corner at LSU. Yeah. He's played receiver there, and we can't wait for you guys to meet him. On kickoff, on punt return, he is a real competitor through and through. And so we're really excited to add him to a, in my opinion, our receiver group really kind of sets the tone in terms of competitiveness. And so what a great addition to have. And so as we get here, he's got some DB background, receiver background, and I think that's also one of the contributors of why he, plays so well in special teams is the defensive side that he has as well.
And the fact that we have, him now with Russell coming on board and with our acquisition of Bethel, I mean, those are two – players on this team that we think can be, really legit contributors on special teams and be a nice force for us. So that was an important move for us. We were all, again, very excited to make sure that we landed Russell, so that was good. That final six pick at 200, we picked the linebacker out of Yale, Foyesid Olakun. How about that? Anyway, we were really excited about bringing him. He's another guy that can run. He's athletic. He has versatility. He has versatility to potentially play other positions beside inside linebacker.
Yep, speed, length. Yep, and we're going to get him here and then figure it out. We know he's here, and he might have some position flexibility. We'll look at that too. So tight ends, backs, and outside. So we'll try it all, and we're very excited to be here for having him here, and I think he should have a significant role on special teams as well.
Questions.
When you look at the running back, obviously you guys liked him or you wouldn't have drafted him. Projected a little bit lower. What did you see in him that said, hey, you know what, we got to do something to get this guy drafted high? Because he was kind of projected as a lower
running back. Yeah, I think it depends on who you're talking to about who he was projected to, lower by. I think the fact that he didn't go to the combine, which is a moot point for us. I mean, that happens at times. I mean, he is a good athlete with, again, the versatility. And he's a guy that we really thought that we could add to our running back rotation. And again, he's a hard-charging guy. He runs with a lot of urgency. He's a top-notch guy there in their program. I mean,
and he's got very good hands. You know the factor of us using our running backs in all ways, and so Ito is certainly going to fit into that as well, running it, throwing it to him, all of the above. So he's got real explosiveness. So in our system, you have to really press and then make one cut as violently as you can and get vertical. And I'm sure you guys saw some of the clips on him. That is 100% his strength. So for Thomas and for myself, we look at the player for us. And we're, what the things we'll ask him to do. And so in this system, it's certainly a very good fit for us.
And that being said, mindful at all of the fact that, you know, we talk about, I've asked you before about Tevin Coleman, and you said you want him here, you know, for the future and stuff, but right. He's only got 1 year left. Do you have to have a guy as insurance like that just in case, do you think?
That's not what we're looking at. We're looking at him being, you know, a nice addition. And that third position with Tevin or Teron Ward leaving, of course, that's, you know, that's a nice
that's where it was.
That's
right.
A nice addition for us. Yep.
Do you remember when he first popped up on the radar? Can you just kind of walk us through the process of getting to know him?
Sure. Talking about Ito?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's been on our radar since we've been studying the running backs, and we've been looking for a number three back. Last year, we were in the process of doing that as well. You know, we drafted someone last year, of course, and we, you know, Teron Ward played his butt off and secured the number three spot. And so it's been on our radar. It's been on our radar since the end of the season. And a guy like this, again, it doesn't really matter. We had never really marked it where you wanted a 230-pounder or we were open to having a 205-pounder. It was making sure that we got the best player in our mind at that position who had versatility to catch the ball, run the ball, and we weren't necessarily looking for anyone with a particular size or makeup. It was we wanted a running back who had the skills, the vision, and the ability to do a number of things.
Yeah, you can tell how excited we are because there's a running back who not only fits the system in the run game, fits the system, you know, from a – you know, in terms of the catches, but also has return ability too. So that's where we're really pumped. And, yeah, he's been on the radar for a while. If you just look at his production, you know, kind of speaks for itself.
Yep. When I talked to you about the potential of Calvin Ridley returning kicks, you kind of alluded to that you might add someone else this weekend when you said, let's see how the weekend plays out. How excited are you for the competition you have at that position? And then is there a leader in the clubhouse with any of the guys that you selected today?
Not from the ones we selected today. As we go through it, probably the guys who are the leaders in the clubhouse would be already the men in the locker room, you know, the Justin Hardys and Marvin Halls of guys who have, you know, some experience doing that. So, you know us, the name of the game is competition, and that's what really drives us because we really embrace that. And not only does it make us better collectively, you know, it's the way we push one another to get ourselves better. So we see that as such a positive to add guys who have, you know, more than just one role. So over the next few months, we're going to see who can do more than one job. And when you can do that, your ability to add value to the team really increases. So we're going to look at a number of these guys with the exception of Snot and that's probably it as a return, right? Yeah, so maybe there's a spot for some goal line fullback. We'll have to find out, you know. Like, that's pretty big shoes to fill, literally, from what Don Terry did. He was such a, you know, accomplished person at that. So let's not make that comparison just yet, Kels. But as we go through it, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun finding out what guys can do. Just because they played something or may not have at their college doesn't mean that they can't, you know, when they get to the NFL. It's just how we choose to feature the guys and how we'll do it. So we couldn't be more excited about where this draft class is headed. It's loaded with speed. It's loaded with athleticism. It's loaded with toughness. And, oh, by the way, in just a few minutes, you know, when the draft ends, the scouts and are going to be working like crazy to add to what we think is an already really strong group. Because there's probably, I don't know, 24, 25 college free agents, you know, who will sign. You want to talk about being hungry and determined? A number of these guys certainly are that. I didn't get picked. I didn't get selected. I got something to prove. And because we believe in competition so much, because we believe in developing the players, people know that coming here as a college free agent is a excellent route to go because we're going to make sure they have every opportunity to battle against anybody. The best man's going to play. And we really believe in developing the guys. So if you're a college free agent, they know what's here, and they know that we're going to, Thomas and myself leading them, we're going to really look after them to make sure we're going to give them every opportunity to be at their best.
To follow up on that, is it your hope and plan to find a fullback somewhere in that group?
We would certainly say, as we're going through, that's you know, one of the spots we're looking at, and we have a lot of faith that in some of these players that are coming in, we think that could be a spot for sure that's still on our radar.
Just in general terms,
I didn't want to answer on the fullback. If you want to add anything,
no, I was just going to say, just to follow up on the CFA thing. I mean, college free agency is the sweepstakes. You know, it's already starting with a lot of the discussion. I mean, it's an intense time, and it's a really good time. I think our staffs, scouting and coaching, work really, really well together. I know you guys hear that all the time, but it is a really important thing. And we've talked about this as this process was going off on over the last 2 or 3 weeks. The interaction between both staffs, spent a lot of time watching video together and analyzing what may be out there, is, again, it's beyond admirable. I'm really, really proud of how they all work together. And our scouting staff and coaching staff have a really good working relationship. And so that's a very positive thing. It's not, you know, it's not a misunderstanding or a disconnect between, you know, two sides, which happens sometimes in our league. So we talk about it a lot, and you realize how important that is. So I just want to make that comment again. Sorry for interrupting.
I know you guys have talked a lot about Ridley already, but, you know, just kind of looking at it big picture moving forward offensively, mm-hmm. you know what the explosiveness of that a couple years ago did for you guys.
Right.
Got you guys all the way to the Super Bowl. Can you just talk about in general terms getting that and getting that back, getting that swagger back offensively,
well,
and just what that's going to mean to you guys moving forward?
Explosive plays, you know, oftentimes lead to scoring plays. So every offense that's really got their game together, you know, those scoring opportunities are where it's at. And so by adding guys like C. Ridd to the group, you add your explosiveness, you add your ops, you know, for scoring plays. So that's what we're, you know, looking to do all the time, keep attacking. And if in his instance, he definitely adds to that, you know, just because of the nature and style of his play. You've got to have real speed to make big plays, and he has that.
And you talked to me about, you know, breaking down targets and stuff like that, when
right.
you look at a study and receiver and stuff
right.
like that. So when you looked at him, when you looked at the scoring plays, did you say, hey, you know what, these are kind of things that we can maybe get him involved in the red zone? And the things that we're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, not just in the red zone, sure. For when we looked at that tape, a lot of the concepts, you know, that, you know, whether it was Lane a couple of years ago and then Sark and Brian Daboll, are real concepts that, you know, we have here. So it's very easy to see some of the things that he did in the offense at Alabama. He's going to be asked to do some of the same things from a route standpoint in the NFL. So it's always nice to scout when you see some things that a person is doing in college. It's not necessarily a projection to go to run that route in the NFL, to run that, you know, certain style of play, if that makes sense. So when you see a player do that, yeah, it gives you a lot of confidence to think that he already has learned it and has that, you know, that skill already in order.
If you ever get an opportunity, I don't even know if it's on YouTube, but if you get an opportunity to see his school workout, I mean, it's a really impressive workout to watch what kind of routes that he can run, and just his natural route running ability and his movement. It's impressive. It's an aside, I know, but to Dan's point, I mean, I think in adding that explosiveness and the playmaking ability along with what we already have in that group of receivers, that's obviously extremely encouraging for us, you know, with our offense.
Last thing for me, I'm sorry. I know you guys are worried about yourselves, of course, and that's the focus. You keep get an eye at all about the division, you know, some of the additions that were made there, or not really, you know, Vita going to Tampa, Carolina getting a receiver, and DJ Moore. I don't know if you guys.
We'll spend more that this spring,
right.
You know, as we go through that. Certainly part of, from a coaching standpoint, you look to see what changes are there. First, you kind of go through staff. Okay, is there any coordinator or position coach changes? Then you go through free agency, the additions, the subtractions. This is the last piece of that as you're getting ready. So, yeah, each team generally does some coaching look ahead in the division based on the changes. So we'll do that, you know, starting, you know, in a couple of weeks. That'll be part of our offseason from a coaching side.
Sorry, Charles. That's good. Thomas, you mentioned the Detroit was instigated by the call from Liss. Mm-hmm. If not for the call, would the streak have ended?
it very well might have ended. Honestly, I was kind of in this groove where I was thinking, well, this is it, moving on from the trade. We were, again, it was pretty active throughout the draft, but nothing was consummated, of course, until that moment. But again, I've always said trades come about usually with teams and people that you have a relationship with normally, because I think you can be pretty, you can be honest about it, and you know the people that you can trust with it. There's some good people out there, but they're not the best trade partners at times. So less is usually.
So Dan, what's he like when he's got a trade on the line?
He is actually on the day of the draft. It's one of the things I most admire about Thomas. He is like a, you know, quarterback like you'd want to see in a 2-minute situation, where he doesn't get all frantic and, you know, he's like, you know, the clock's running down and he's still talking on the phone and it's like, okay, man, like, we're putting this pick in. So he's really in that setting. It's really where he's at his best. So, you know, I'm kind of just sitting next to him and listening, and we kind of talk about where we're going. But it's actually really fun to watch and see.
Last question, yes.
Can you both talk a little bit more about Foye? There's not, you know, too much.
Sure.
I can start. I know you guys worked him out like a month ago. Was the report?
He's really versatile, and so he's from St. Louis, and he has played DB. He has played safety. He's played corner. He's played linebacker. He's got real range. A person with that kind of speed, you would hope would have real special teams value as well. I love the toughness that he's displayed. To come back, even had an injury, came back from to really battle and put forth his best stuff. So we're anxious to see and put him into the mix. We'll find out a lot more over the next few weeks. You know, we're going to try him at some different stuff, different roles. And we gain a lot of information from players as we put him into spots and situations, and that goes all the way through OTAs. And then, really, we find out quite a bit during training camp and when you get into preseason games, because without the contact, this OTA cycle, it's really about learning the system, and you see a guy's athleticism and explosiveness, but that's a precursor, you know, to what goes down in practice and training camp. And I'm sure you guys can feel the intensity change, obviously, from a practice that's padded versus non, and certainly the intensity of preseason games and seeing them do it. So we're really excited to have him here. And that kind of versatility allows you some options as a coach. So who doesn't like that to say, okay, let's try him here. Let's go over to this spot, see what he can do. And I think you've seen, through Thomas and myself and the coaching staff, let's try Campbell. Okay, now we've found out he's really good guarding tight ends. And same thing with Jones on running backs. And had we used Brian to play nickel and not outside. And, oh, by the way, Rico was a corner, and we tried him at safety. He did really well at that. And Mohamed Sanu is really explosive, especially when you play him inside, because he's got so much change of direction. You wouldn't think that from a 225-pound receiver, but he is. So you find out a lot in the training sessions, in practice, in games, and then you try like hell to feature the guys in the things that they do best and not the things that they can't. So it takes a lot of learning. It takes a lot of watching. It takes a lot of evaluating through the scouting staff, the coaching staff, to find the things that players do best. I love that part of coaching. And all of these guys, you have a real sense of what they can do. More so Ridley, Oliver, we saw what their jobs already are going to be at college. Well, like for Foye and Russ, and we're going to find out a lot, over the next couple months. And we're going to ask them to do a lot. And so all of them are going to have a bigger role on special teams than they had in college, maybe with the exception of Russell. So that's like a whole new part of their game that's going to be really important for us to have really good team success and field position. And so it's a really fun time, and I can't wait to, when it's over, to find out who else we add, because we don't even think of it just this is not the only draft class. The draft class is everybody. It's the entire class of 25 or so, got 30 guys. I don't know what the final number is going to be, but all of those guys are part of the class, not just these six.